You're listening to SBS News.
You know, it's one thing to say I'm coming to see one person, but to come and see two people, my father and my grandfather.
This is the first time Monica has visited her father and grandfather's graves after their funeral just 3 days before. There are still no tombstones to mark where they're buried, but red roses lie on the earth over each of them. The Munoz family has been hit hard by the virus, with at least 4 family members infected, 2 losing their life. Ernesto, aged 66, and his father-in-law Manuel, aged 80, were laid to rest side by side.
Somehow we're still waiting at home for them to come back. We're expecting them to walk through the door, but being back here just reminds me that they're actually gone.
This was at my son's graduation, and this photo is from when we went to a basketball game. My husband loves sports.
In the family home, on a quiet suburban street on the east side of San Antonio, Monica's mother, Gloria, is grieving.
My daughter and I recovered here at home, but my husband had to go to the hospital, and he didn't recover. My dad also became ill and lost the battle against coronavirus.
The two men died one day apart in the same hospital, unable to see their family members in person.
The coronavirus has disproportionately impacted Latinos.
Dr. Emily Ramirez is a population health expert out of the University of Texas in San Antonio. She specializes in Latino health issues.
We represent 18% of the U.S. population now. We make up 34% of the coronavirus cases. And what's contributing a lot of this is some of our historical inequities that have existed in our community for a long time. For example, our community doesn't have good access to health care or to receive the services that they need because they don't have insurance. Our community is also the frontline workers.
Dr. Ramirez says only about 16% of the Latino population can work from home. That wasn't possible for Ernesto, who was the only breadwinner in his home, providing for his wife and another one of his daughters.
My father worked for a meatpacking company. He wasn't paid a lot because he didn't have any education. So he continued working past retirement age because he wanted to provide for us.
Ernesto's dream was to build a home in Zacatecas, Mexico, where he grew up and wanted to retire. But his dream was cut short when he was infected with the virus at work. He had refused to stay at home despite the risk, as his wife Gloria remembers.
He was always such a hard worker. He was always working and working to give us what he could.
Now, Monica says the family is left with the medical expenses not covered by Ernesto and Manuel's insurance.
We know that the medical bills are coming in somewhere in the 10,000s. We're trying to find ways how we're going to cover those costs.
The orange tree he planted in the front yard gives the grieving family some comfort. They took their last family photo in front of the tree last Thanksgiving, as Gloria remembers.
I'm being strong for my family and my children, for them. My husband wouldn't want to see me sad.